YouTube blames error for censoring anti-China phrases. By Alim Bokhari on May 26, 2020. YouTube has said it is looking into an alleged error in its system after it censored the term Wuomao, a common description for online propagandists for the Chinese Communist Party. Representative Jim Banks, RN, sent a letter to Google asking the company to explain its censorship after tech pioneer Palmer Luckey pointed it out on social media. Palmer Luckey, the VR pioneer who created the Oculus Rift and was forced out of Facebook over his pro-Trump views, said that YouTube had deleted all of his comments using the term Wuomao. Luckey then added that the censorship appears to be throughout YouTube, not just on his comments. The term Wuomao translates as 50 cents, a reference to the 50 Cent Army, a colloquial term for China's legion of digital propagandists. Representative Jim Banks, RN, reportedly sent a letter to Google following Luckey's posts, asking the company to explain why the term is being censored. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, another of the more vocal China critics on the Hill, also demanded answers from the tech giant. Luckey's tweets followed reports earlier this month from the Epoch Times, a global newspaper founded by Chinese dissidents, that YouTube was automatically deleting the comments. The newspaper reported that the terms were being deleted automatically via the Epoch Times. Comments that contain such phrases are deleted within seconds, which suggests that it's the work of an algorithm. One apparently banned phrase is Gongfei, which can be translated as communist bandit. It seems to date back to the Chinese Civil War era. Another phrase that has been deleted is Wuomao, which literally means 50 cents and is commonly used to describe the army of internet trolls the CCP uses to spread its propaganda online. It's rumored the trolls used to be paid around 50 cents per post. Google and YouTube did not respond to Breitbart News' request for comment at the time of these reports. After Luckey's tweets went viral, attracting the attention of the mainstream tech media, YouTube's official Twitter account finally responded, stating that the removal of the anti-CCP terms was an error in our enforcement. This isn't a new policy or result of a policy change. Appreciate you reporting it. Despite YouTube's comment, a question still remains. If this really was just an error, why did the company remain silent until the story picked up more attention? Are you an insider at Google, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alim Bokhari at his secure email address alimbokhari@protonmail.com. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.